Fire alarm, just as we've said. There will be tea and coffee after the service. There's going to be something else during the service. We're going to come to that in a minute or two. This is the first Sunday of the month, so there's a retiring offering. Just for the this morning, for the worship, for the work, sorry, for the work of the church. And for all those who want to be involved, planning meeting for the Livingston Church Christmas Fair, 7 o'clock in the small hall at on the 13th of August. That's a week on Tuesday. And the Livingston Players, again, so registration casting for adult members take place on the 12th of August at 7:30 in the church hall. And then the junior cast rehearsals begin on the 25th of August, Sunday at 1:30, and the adult cast begin on the 26th of August at 7:30. I've got a few things that are going on in the next wee while. So this coming week, I'm taking time not only just to supervise Maureen carrying all the stuff from Priest Hill View to Cunningham Drive, but there's a few things I need to catch up on. So I've taken a path of renewal pulpit supply for next Sunday. So while I'm going to be around for the next 2 weeks, this week Brian Murray will be doing any pastoral cover. On the 18th of August, I'm at the Candidates Conference in St Andrews. I'm part of the pastoral team there. We're working with them over the weekend. And then from the 21st of August to the 10th of September, we're on holiday. And Scott will be covering from the 21st to the 10th. You'll see there's a 10-day break there, but that's when I will be covering. Preaching next week, Richard Begg. Richard is a friend of mine. He's also now an army padre. He was minister at Malig and then at Strathblane. He will tell you most likely, so I'm going to tell you first, I was his cub leader. I was his Baloo. He's most likely going to tell you that, so I'm getting that bit in first. Again, it's the same thing as the police. I was 10 when I did that. Where are we now? Video, right? Part of the service today is to look at a thing called Frontline Sundays. And the frontline is where we are, our frontline. What is our own frontline? Where what that looks like for each one of us, because it's different for each one of us. And during the service, we'll show the video again. It's only a minute and a half. We'll show the video again, and then there will be time for a wee bit of discussion. But just before the time of the discussion, and during the discussion, the ice cream bar will be open. excuse me. Thought of ice cream. The HIV and AIDS program in the church do, as well as Super Sunday, do a Sunday. So we're using the experience today to see how it works out, since we're doing something a little bit different. So you'll see the range of things that are available to put together for your ice cream later on. The video now.
Over a month, around 6% of the UK gather together to worship Jesus.
It feels like we're too few to make a difference.
But the reality is, Monday to Saturday, God has us, scattered in the world, connecting to hundreds and thousands of people.
So wherever you are,
whoever you are,
whatever you do,
you can make all the difference in the world.
And on Sundays, when we gather together,
we strengthen and empower one another to be sent out again
for life on our front lines.
Let's just remain seated as we worship together. I should say that if, because we'll remain seated for most of the service, if you feel you need to get up and move around between times, then just do what you feel you need to do. Amazing Grace. Let's worship by singing together. Amazing Grace. For you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. How great thou art.
Thank you.
offering. So our prayer points for this morning, I have to say this is a bit I really don't like about saying you pray for me, but however, the prayer cycle comes round to our dear Livingston just now this weekend, and to pray for Brian as well and the work that he's doing for the congregations. The appraisal committee, I'm convener of the appraisal committee of Presbytery, and Finlay sits on that. Serves on that committee as well. From Crossreach Prayer Diary, it's Oversteps Care Home in Dornoch. This is a residential care for 24 elderly people. One of your prayer points is thanks for everyone involved in providing support to residents and their families. And from Path of Renewal, from Aberdeen Presbytery, Woodside Parish Church and Marcus Offerman, Angus Presbytery's Barry linked with Carnoustie Churches, Mike Goss, and Forfar St Margaret's Parish Church, Maggie Hunt, and the mentors there, Neil Mayer and Monica Redman. We, as we come to pray together, we remember the mass shooting yesterday and another one that's happened in America. It's two within 24 hours and such things, and the trouble people find themselves in, the conflict that they see and the trauma. So we just bring our prayers together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your work in our lives and your blessing over us. We thank you for your love and care in all time and space. Lord God, you are the compassionate one. You pray that you fill us with your love, that we may see deeply all the needs around us. Help us to care with your loving and caring heart. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer as we bring before you our own needs and those of the world. Father, we pray for this world, a world broken, a world of violence and conflict. We pray for those who have survived the shootings, for those who are now dealing with the trauma. We pray for those who, in other places in the world, have survived trauma or are in the middle of that trauma. Father, as we sit here before you, let our hearts break for the things that break your heart. We bring before you Christians all over the world, that the love of one another and their neighbours would work together to establish peace in this world. We bring before you our church and pray for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit at work amongst all. And Father, as we praise you and pray, we come to confess to. We confess, Lord, that we've not been who you would have us be. And there's times when we've turned away from you or just not followed you. And so we say sorry for these times. Forgive us, O Lord, and fill us with your satisfying grace and love. Remind us of those we need to forgive too, and help us to forgive them. May our time of worship be a time of spiritual renewal and reconciliation. That everything we do and say will glorify your name in all the earth. And hear us as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, we sing together again, "There is a Redeemer," and following that, Andrew will read the word to us.
This morning's reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 12, and I'm reading from the New International Translation. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the satisfying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
We just take a moment to pray again and to ask the Spirit to come in, and then Andrew would be good enough to read again, and we'd hear, see what it is that God's saying to us through that reading. So Heavenly Father, may your Spirit be present with us. May he dwell in us and around us. And may he lift up, illuminate words for us to rejoice in, to share in, to learn from, and to grow in. Amen. And Andrew, you read again, please.
Asia and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Amen. Thank you.
Over a month, around 6% of the UK gather together to worship Jesus.
It feels like we're too few to make a difference.
But the reality is, Monday to Saturday, God has us. Scattered in the world, connecting to hundreds and thousands of people.
So wherever you are,
whoever you are,
whatever you do,
you can make all the difference in the world.
And on Sundays, when we gather together,
we strengthen and empower one another to be sent out again
for life on our front lines.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just pray your Spirit present with us now. Just lead us. It would hold us. It would speak to us. Lord, let our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our minds be open to receive. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So I wonder if what some of the reactions are when you tell people that you go to church. One or two of the reactions I would get in the place was when they realised I was doing ministry, somebody would say to me, once said to me, Dave, you do all that God stuff, don't you? You're into that Jesus. And I would kind of say, well, yes, I am, but what's your point? But everyone comes in with a different view and a different way of why we're going to church. Maybe they think it's because we're religious, or it's what religious people do. Maybe they'll think it's where your friends are and it's a good place to connect with people. But whatever the reason, we come to a point where there are only a small group of get the next slide. A small group of people who are in there, that 6% that was on the in the film there, that 6% of all those who go to church at least once a month, they are God's elect. Start that reading. To God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, and who are chosen by the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Christ Jesus and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace and abundance be to you, the elect. So maybe on a time as this, on a time of this is where the 6% gather together. That's us. The 6%. And we gather together, and as it says in the video, that to be strengthened together, to be supported by each other. But this is the time that we come together and spend time in the week together. And that God has chosen us and called us for purpose to lead and to share his love with others. And so what happens is we build up during that Sunday service or that time together, whenever that might be, we remind ourselves of our story, our faith story, where God has called us to be in the world that he created, in a world that we know to be broken because of sin, but a world also that we know and we believe that Jesus' death makes new life possible so that one day there'll be transformation. And we live almost countercultural now because 6% We are not in a majority. We are the minority. But if something happens for the rest of the time and that we are spread, scattered amongst the provinces, scattered amongst the 94, where we end up making different connections with different people. And this is what the video starts to speak about the front line. God sends us out in and amongst the 100% or the 94%. He sends us out into different places, and he does that on purpose. He wants us to be, and he wants us to be in these places, whether it's school, whether it's university, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's a social thing, or whether it's with family. It doesn't matter our age or circumstances, somewhere we have a kind of front line. And that front line is the place where God wants us to be, to share his word, to share his love, to share with others. And some of that is to engage with people. So we are strengthened to go out. The elect are strengthened to be sent out and then to be able to share together and make connections. But here's the truth of the situation. God knows our situations. He knows. That's his foreknowledge. He knows everything about us, how we are, who we are, why we are. And he knows that. And that's part of the choosing, the elect. We have been set apart by the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying of the Holy Spirit. So not only have we been chosen, but now we've been sanctified, set apart by the Spirit. And then we can be confident in our relationship with God through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, the sign of the covenant. And all this is in that context to being obedient to Jesus, aligning ourselves with Christ and his purposes for the world. Peter rejoices with his readers and all that God has done for us. So when we see what the rest of that reading, we see how God, it's praise be to God the Father. He reminds us that we can live out the implications of the gospel. We can live the gospel story. We can live what it is that God's doing with us and in us through Jesus in the different places that we're scattered to. We are God's elect, and we're also his exiles. And then how then do we take that out? These are the questions, excuse me. These are the questions that we have for a bit of discussion around the tables. Could you go to that slide, Ken? To God's elect, exiles scattered through the areas of Stevenson, Salt Coats, Ardrossan and Kilwinning, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. How does being referred to as elect fit with your understanding of your faith? Where is my front line? How can I begin to share with those around me? Take a few moments just now where I'll go and see what's happened to the ice cream. And so as soon as we come to the ice cream, comes together, then get a chance to help get a plate full and continue the conversations. Okay, let's pray and then we'll have a wee discussion. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Even amongst all my coughing and spluttering, your Spirit will make something of your word. So, Lord, as we begin our discussions and we eat together, may we bless you and be blessed by you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Turn around and start the conversation on the questions. Thank you to all those who helped with serving out the ice cream. It's been a different service as always. I'm always interested in the feedback from that. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God, that we are your church, the body of Christ in the world. We're grateful for our Sunday life and the worship that equips us for the days when we're apart. Help us see afresh the possibilities of our everyday lives. May we know your presence with us in the pressures and the potential of the week. and help us to leave traces of grace wherever we are and whatever we do. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, dwell and remain with you now until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the